43. After some discussion Thursday night, it was decided that Nate, Zila, and Roger would be the ones to head down into the tunnels. They'd all managed to get the day off, and Veek grudgingly admitted she'd slow them down if she had another asthma attack. Tim was worried if he vanished for too long, the detective might cause problems. They agreed amongst themselves there was no point asking Mandy or Andrew. Oscar left Friday at 10 in the morning. He spoke to no one, and they had no idea where he was actually going.
"I feel kind of bad,"
said Debbie as the cab whisked the building manager away.
"It's like we're taking advantage of him while he's dealing with a problem."
Nate and Veek showed the sub-basement to the others while Tim brought down the packs he'd assembled. He'd gone out to Target and bought new ones, despite everyone's protests.
"We're not doing this half-assed," he said. "We don't know how far you're going, but it's going to be like hiking a mountain or the Grand Canyon. Up takes twice as long as down."
They had food, flashlights, and extra batteries. Zila had her camera and two extra memory cards. They'd all chipped in to buy the third one. The packs had water bottles on either side in web sleeves and sleeping pads tied across the bottom. There was also a whistle tied to each one.
"Phones aren't going to work 100 feet underground," Tim explained. "That's your long-range communication. We'll keep someone down in the break room to listen for you in case you need help."
They all nodded.
"One last present for you," Tim said to Nate. He held out what looked like a pager made of translucent orange plastic. "Pedometer. It'll keep track of how far you've gone. If you keep a pretty steady pace, and I figured the angle more or less right, every 90 feet you go is about another 10 feet down."
"More or less?" echoed Roger.
"I don't have any surveying equipment," Tim said. "We're going to have to make do with more or less and what I remember from 10th grade geometry."
"Cool," said Nate. "I'll try to keep track of it." Tim spun the dial on the vault door and heaved it open. The ladder tube wasn't wide enough, so Roger climbed down into the tiny spiral staircase room, and they dropped the packs down to him. They went down the ladder. Veek squeezed in after them. Zila glanced at her phone.
"I've already lost reception," she said. "How about you guys?"
Nate glanced at his phone.
"Me too."
"Flickering half bar," said Roger.
"So we're cut off," said Nate.
He swung the backpack onto his shoulder and batted the whistle hanging from the strap.
"We figured on that anyway." "Figuring it's one thing," said Zila. "Knowing it's another." "You guys be safe," said Veek.
She gave Nate a crooked smile.
"Don't do anything too stupid, Shaggy."
"Like going down into 100-year-old mineshaft?"
"Yeah,"
she said.
"That'd pretty much max out the stupid meter."
He smiled back at her.
"This is new territory, isn't it? I don't think Shaggy ever went off with Fred and Daphne and left Velma alone." "I won't be alone," she said. "We'll be busy here going over the break room."
"Who's Fred and Daphne?" asked Roger. "Thought it was just going to be the three of us."
Veek shook her head and the others chuckled. They walked down the spiral staircase and passed from sight. A moment later, Roger's voice echoed back up.
"Right," he said. "Like Scooby-Doo. That's funny."
They'd gone 20 steps when Zila paused to examine one of the small light alcoves with intact glass. There wasn't enough room on the staircase to pass one another, so they had to wait for her. Roger discovered the tingle of the central post, and Nate explained the power cables down below. Even with the pauses, it felt like a quicker trip down the staircase to Nate. "Probably because I know what's there this time," he thought. After a few minutes, they stepped out into the tunnel. Nate found the knife switch and turned on the lights. The bulbs glowed for a moment before illumination burst along the length of the tunnel.
"Whoa,"
said Roger.
"You weren't kidding about this place."
"It's not as hot as I thought it was going to be," said Zila. "Veek made it sound like an oven."
Nate slid his pack off his shoulders and dug through the pouch. He brought along a few things to let him make as many observations as possible. One of them, a small thermometer from Veek's apartment wall. He propped it up as straight as he could against his backpack and had a sip of water. Roger and Zila spent a minute examining the wooden arches and the cables running along the wall. Nate had another drink and checked his pedometer. A few clicks reset it to zero. He slid the bottle back into its sleeve on the backpack and picked up the thermometer. 94 degrees, he said, jotting it down in his notebook. What was it up top? High 80s? Zila nodded.
Think so, yeah.
Saw 85 on the news, Roger said.
Nate looked around the tunnel.
So it's almost 10 degrees hotter down here, he said.
He slung the pack back onto his shoulder. Wonder what it's going to be like deeper down.
Only one way to find out, smiled Zila.